interesting that an optical instrument set up over a point on the Earth can't really measure geodetic latitude directly, because the latitude and longitude that is measured in geodetic latitude is based upon this ellipsoidal model of the Earth. Gravity doesn't come into it. On the model of the Earth, down is the line perpendicular to the ellipsoidal surface at a particular point. On the real Earth, down is the direction of gravity at the point. And they're not the same thing. Usually the difference is very small. But since the ellipsoidal model of the Earth's imaginary, you can't set up an instrument on it. On the other hand, the old measurement of latitude and longitude by astronomic observation has a very long history. It goes back literally centuries. So conversion from astronomic latitude and longitude to geodetic latitude and longitude has a long history too. But until the advent of GPS, almost always were latitudes and longitudes derived from astronomic observations and calculations after the fact. And as I say, it really is essentially still the case, because a GPS receiver can display geodetic latitude and longitude of a point almost immediately because of the fact that a GPS receiver has an onboard computer and can do that conversion virtually instantaneously. But the fundamental fact is that instruments by which latitude and longitude are measured are oriented to gravity, and the ellipsoidal model isn't. And that's just as true for an antenna of a GPS receiver as it is for an optical surveying instrument, a camera in an airplane, or anything else. So the whole point, really, of these few slides has been to illustrate that latitude and longitude are dependent upon the datum on which they are measured. That is really the fundamental and most important point to carry away. The secondary point is that when we speak of latitude and longitude, we almost always mean geodetic latitude and longitude based upon an ellipsoidal model of the Earth.